Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
David Mastin.
Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. So good to be here. So glad that you joined me. Appreciate all the love and support. Last week, I hit over 500 listens. And for me, that is a milestone because I didn't think anybody would listen. And so, man, if you know, I've always been taught that if you praise God over the little, you know, and you thank him for the little, that he'll make you ruler of much. And so, we're going to keep getting better and keep, you know, delivering you guys a high quality podcast as best that I can. But this is a huge milestone for me because again, I did not think anybody would listen. And so many people have reached out and said that they have been blessed by the words that I've spoken I hate taking credit for anything because I know God is the motivator, the inspiration, the words that he's allowed me to speak towards people, to people, and to encourage people and motivate people. Man, I give all praises to him. And I know that the things that I am accomplishing now is all due because of his grace and his mercy, not anything on my own. I am so imperfect. I am so, I struggle in so many different areas of my life that God is helping me improve on. And yet and still, he allows me to be used. And, I wasn't going to even do the podcast. Like, it was just something that was just in a far, you know, stretch of my mind, because I just was so discouraged and didn't believe in myself and didn't think that I could do it. And to be here and people are listening and people are encouraged and all of those things, it's just amazing. And I thank God. And I pray that you continue to be blessed, and I can pray that you continue to be, to view this podcast as beneficial for you, your family, your friends. Please continue, like I said, like, share, and subscribe. And now that that's over, let's jump into it, right? So, holiday season is here. Thanksgiving is 2 days away. In a couple of weeks, we'll be in Christmas, and then we'll celebrate New Year's and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and bringing in a new year. And 2020 has dealt us some blows. You know, we've lost, individuals who we look up to. We've lost mentors. We've lost brothers and sisters. This pandemic has really hit us hard. We've experienced so much loss in this year. With racism and the violence against African American people, and just so much just turmoil and lack of peace and church against church and in times like this, it can be depressing for people during the holiday season, and people have lost loved ones, and people have gone through turmoil and heartache and lost their jobs and lost their income and, you know, not being able to celebrate with your family just for the simple fact that you may not be able to eat with your family. I know that, my family isn't really doing anything this year. So I'll be, you know, on my own for Thanksgiving. So, it's okay. You know, I know that it's a hard time for some, and a lot of people are hurting. And whenever you have that depression and whenever you have that deep hurt, man, suicidal thoughts can easily creep in and can play with your mind and with your emotions. And, you know, I want to make sure that I am encouraging people, especially during these times, during these holiday seasons, to not give up, right? And to not give in to that temptation and to resist and to realize that there is hope in your life, that there is hope in your end, that you do not have to kill yourself to get satisfaction from this life because you think that that's the only way. That you think this is the only way to get better. I know with myself when in October, so a month ago, I'll celebrate two years since I almost committed suicide. And that is a big milestone because I know that there are people who have endured that and made it through. And I know also that there were some people who did not make it and they did succumb to that and they did be overtaken by that. And I want to do whatever I can to make sure that somebody realizes that it is, that they are important, that they are special. There is a plan for your life and that you cannot give up during this time, during this season. And if you can make it out of this, if you can make it to the next days, if you can get out of this time in this season, God, your strength, even before the holidays hit, God is going to renew your strength. You are going to have hope and peace. I just believe that by you listening, by the sound of my voice, even those that are not listening, that God is going to send peace and hope. And one of the things, because I wanted to, you know, encourage people and hopefully motivate somebody and inspire somebody, you know, to continue to live, right? There was, and so me wanting to do that, there was a passage of the Bible where Paul and Silas were thrown into a prison, and they were thrown into a prison because they had cast the devil out of a young lady who was possessed. And so they ended up casting this spirit out of her, delivering her through the mighty power of God. And that this girl, because she was possessed, was a soothsayer, she was a witch. She was in witchcraft and things like that, and magic and all that kind of stuff. She was involved into this lifestyle, and it brought in money for this area, for this region. And these individuals were upset because the devil was cast out of her and it messed it with their money. And so, man, I could hit on it, but I don't want to belabor the time or the point, but they had messed with their money. And because it messed with their money, Paul and Silas were then thrown into a prison. And the Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang songs and praises unto God. They begin to glorify God. They begin to magnify God. And at midnight, the Bible says that the prison was shaking. And after the prison was shaking, that Paul and Silas, that the prisoners, that the chains of those prisoners were loosed, and that they were freed, but they didn't leave the jail. They didn't leave the prison. And the Bible says that the prison guard, the Bible, the King James Version uses the word jailer, but in our terminology, it would be the prison guard. The prison guard sees that the jail cell is open. He sees that the chains are loose, that no one is tied down. And the Bible says that the jailer, the prison guard, takes his sword and he's getting ready to kill himself. And the Bible says that Paul and Silas, they holler out with a great voice, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Man, the Bible says that Paul and Silas said to this individual who was getting ready to kill himself. They shout out, they say, do thyself no harm, for we are still here. Man, and man, y'all, I get hype about this, and I get excited about this because Paul and Silas had every right to leave that jail cell. They believed they were placed in that prison wrongfully. They could have easily escaped, walked out, and went about their business. But their love for the soul of a man, overcame what they thought they had the right to do. And some of us have to download, including myself here, because I don't want to ever exempt myself from anything. But even myself have to download the love of Jesus Christ in our lives, because some of us had every right to do something. We had the right to retaliate. We had the right to do that, and we took that right. Somebody did us wrong, so we took the right to retaliate. We took the ability to cuss them back out because of the wrong that they did us, and we did all of those things. Like we didn't overcome evil with good. We tried to overcome evil with evil. You cuss me out, I cuss you out. You cut me off, I cut you off. Like that was the motto that some of us, I know that was the motto that I thought that I had to live by. But the Bible says that Paul and Silas, they did not live by that law. They lived by the rule of love, which said that though I had the right to escape and though I had the right to leave, the value of the prison guard who threw us in here wrongfully, his soul is still important. And they know that the Roman tradition, the Bible doesn't say this, but the history teaches us that if a Roman prison guard rather allowed somebody to escape, that they had to endure the punishment of whoever escaped. And the Bible says that the prisoners, all of their bands were loose, meaning that because of all of their bands was loose, the jailer would have had to endure all of the punishment. And Paul and Silas did not want that. Paul and Silas had more concern about the saving grace of God in the saving of a soul, that they made sure they stayed put. Because they valued the soul, and they wanted to make sure that the soul was intact, and that the soul was saved, and that prisoner guard knew that his life was important and valued. So when Paul and Silas says to the jailer, "Do thyself no harm, we are all here," they're saying to the prison guard, there's hope for you. You don't have to kill yourself, man. You don't, and I don't mean to yell, man. But man, I get excited about this. They tell the prison guard, don't do it. Stop what you're doing. I know it's rough right now. I know that you think that it's all over, but don't do it. Don't kill yourself. We're all here. There's still hope for you. And here's what I love also about Paul and Silas, that sometimes I get very disheartened about with the church over and my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, is we will condemn somebody dealing with depression. We'll call them fakes. We'll call them phonies. We make fun of, man, the things that we say in the church in regards to people that are going through mental health issues and going through mental crises. We say some of the most insensitive things, like, you shouldn't be a Christian and be depressed. Says who? Jesus Christ himself said to God at his worst time, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He felt forsaken. He felt abandoned. If Jesus, who's our Savior, can have that emotion, why can't I? And we condemn people because of their mindset. We condemn people because of how they feel and their emotions, because they feel how they feel, and we call them fakes and we call them phonies and we demonize them and we preach hard against them. But Paul and Silas didn't do that. They didn't take him drawing his sword. They didn't take his act lightly. They said, wait a minute, I know how you feel. I see it. I know the turmoil that you may be in right now, but you cannot go through with what you're thinking about going through. You cannot do it. You can't do it. It's, you're too important. You're too valuable. You're too precious to give in to that. And Paul and Silas, they said to the jailer, they said, do thyself no harm. Don't do yourself any harm. Don't do yourself no harm. Don't kill yourself. And you have to understand the turmoil that the prison guard is in. In his mind, he thinks all hope is gone. In his mind, he thinks that there's no way to recover. In his mind, he's thinking, man, what's going to happen to me? I didn't even do this. This wasn't even my fault. This wasn't even my doing. I didn't cause this. This wasn't my doing. This was something that was done outside of my control. And some of us feel that way in our lives, that man, I didn't cause this death. I didn't cause them to mistreat me. I didn't cause them to molest me. This wasn't my fault. God, what did I do? What did I do to deserve this? What did I do to earn this? I was just doing my job. I was just doing what I was told. And I'm in this place where now I may have to endure such pain, and the jailer's mind, it has to be an agony. It has to be, if you can imagine that dark heaviness that is over his mind, because he feels like there's no hope in his end, that he feels like there's no way out for him. He feels like there's no way that I can recover. There's no way that I can be free from this. I'm in this mess, and I didn't even earn this. I didn't do this. This wasn't my fault. This wasn't my doing. I didn't set these people free. I didn't let them go. This isn't what I did. I was just trying to do my job. I was trying to do what I was told. I was trying to live the best life that I could live. And now on this night, this worst catastrophe could happen, where all of these prisoners are loose, and I'm lost, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to recover. I don't know how to gain my grounds. The only option for me is to take my life. And Paul and Silas stopped him before he could do it. They stopped him before he could take their lives, before he could take that sword and usher it down his heart, before it could braise the skin, before it could pass the armor and into his arteries, before he could even make his way. They holler out to him and they say, sir, please don't do it. 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 And to anybody that hears me, if you're going through depression, if you're going through the worst time of your life, if you're struggling, you don't know where to look, you don't know where to go, you don't know where to turn, God is saying to you, don't do it. Don't you take your life because of this hard time. You have every right to feel how you feel. You have every right to believe what you believe, but do thyself no harm. Don't harm yourself. Don't cut yourself. Don't injure yourself. Don't downplay yourself. Don't hurt yourself over something that's not your fault. God is saying we are all here. Is the prisoners there? No. Are you in the same situation where the prisoners are still there or your loved one is still there? Maybe not, but God is saying, I am still here. God is saying, I'm still here. Don't do yourself no harm because I'm still alive. And God is saying, I'm still here for you and I'm still caring about you and I'm still loving you and I'm still hoping for you and I still got things for your future. No, everything, it may not be great after the while. You may still have to go through some challenges. There may be some things that you may still have to endure, but God is saying, do yourself no harm because I am still here. I am still available. I am still on the throne. I look high and I look low and I'm there in the hard times and I'm there in the good times and I'm there at all times and I'm there at your worst moment. I'm there in the good. I'm there in the bad. I'm there. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Yes, I'm scared. Yes, I'm depressed. Yes, I'm feeling how I'm feeling, but I know God is going to get me out of this. And if you can just hold on, man, if you can just hold on, man, if you can just hold on, man, my brother, my sister, man, at the sound of my voice, if you can just hold on just a little bit longer and let God shine his light through you and start to speak joy and start to speak of peace and speak to yourself and fight your way out of this. You can make it through it. I know you can, because if he can take me out of where I was, if he can take me out that pit of darkness where I saw nothing around me, if God can do it for me, I know he can do it for you. I know he can. I know he's able. I know that he can do it. If you trust him, if you count on him, if you lean on him, he will do what he said he would do. He'll do it for you. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him. 2020 has not necessarily been a fair year. COVID is not your fault. Your loved one passing isn't your fault. The catastrophe that happened to you is not your fault. But God is crying out for us to do ourselves no harm. Don't do it. It's not worth it. We are still here. God is still there. And you may have to spend the holiday alone. You may have to spend your time alone. That's okay. It's okay. You're going to make it. I can't promise you that the love of your life is going to show up tomorrow and you'll be able to have dinner with them or on Thanksgiving or that your family is going to be together and you you know, you have this great meal and you like, I can't promise you that that's going to happen, but I can promise that wherever you are in your life, God is there and he has joy and peace that can enter into your soul. The remedy for the prison guard's dilemma was when the prison guard felt how he felt, and he went to them and he asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas, they told him to believe on Jesus. And they preached to him the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. And the good news is just that, man, God, that Jesus, God wrapped in flesh, came for your sins and for your soul. And I don't care what you've done or what was done to you. Jesus died for your freedom. And that this season and this time, you do not have to kill yourself. That is not the option. Paul and Silas said, no, this, don't do that. That's not the option for you. The option and the number one choice is to believe on Jesus Christ. To believe in him and trust in him, that he's going to get you out of this time and this season of your life. I know it's going to be rough, y'all. I know it's going to be rough this holiday for you. But I'm not preaching to you a sad story. No. I want joy everlasting to be deposited into each of you. And the strength to get through the holidays. And to make it to see what God has for you. Because I know it's going to be special. I know that God has plans for you. But whatever you do, do thyself no harm. Believe in Jesus. And watch him bring you through it. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you so much for your death, burial, and resurrection. I thank you, Father, for your blood that was shed for our sins. And God, I thank you for dying on a cross for me, shedding your blood for us, for dying on a cross for us, and for forgiving us of our sins. Father, I speak to my brother and my sister who may be struggling during this holiday season, that Father, you give them joy, that you give them peace. Oh God, God, I see the doors of their hearts opening, and that God, you are depositing your love on the inside of them. Your joy, oh God, let it overtake them and overshadow them, oh God, to where they could not be depressed even if they tried. Jesus, let them feel hope. Let them know that God, there is hope in our end. That God, there is something in this life to live for. God, stop them right in their tracks. And God, give them hope. We rebuke depression in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke sadness. We rebuke whatever may cause them to fall into darkness, oh God, and to believe that there may not be any hope. Father, we speak against that in your name, in the name of Jesus. And we lose joy over them in the name of Jesus. In peace and love, let it enter their minds, Father. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate all the support and the love. Please like, share, and subscribe this podcast and share it with someone. Bless somebody. that they be blessed, that they be encouraged, and that they hang on in there. I'm gonna share this before I go. My father, I was seeing a therapist, and I am an advocate of therapy. If you are struggling, you need to find a therapist. It is okay to have God in a therapist. And I saw my therapist, and he had recommended that I speak to my father. And my father gave me these short words as he saw my overwhelming demeanor and my loss of zeal and my no smiling and all that. He said to me, "Son, just don't give up." The most powerful words that was ever spoken to me in the worst time of my life was, "Whatever you do, don't give up." And I speak that to everyone that's here. Whatever you do, don't give up. Do thyself no harm. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.